are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, my dream is
alive.
Okay.
Hey, you got an accent.
My name is Ilona Europa, and obviously I have a very, very heavy accent, but I always say, no, I do not have one. You all people have an accent. Then, sooner or later, everybody will understand that I just don't take no for the answer. And my biggest
dream. No idea.
Yeah, I woke up one day 3 years ago, and I said to my husband, Jonathan Todd, who is on my left side, and I said, Jonathan, I really, really need my radio show. And then, obviously, I need to take the show to the TV, because one group of people who is not represent in America
represented. I'm here for you.
That's our life.
You're the
irreverent radio.
Represented in America.
Represented.
In a way that I would like to do is...
Who are those people?
Accented people.
Who are accented. Those are people who, like, they're walking in the street and then a car hits them and they have an accent?
You can say like that, but I am in a way more...
No, that would be an accidented person.
More serious about that.
Okay.
I really, really mean about people who are coming to America from many, many countries, and they just build this country's dream, build a dream for themselves, and we all love their unusual culture. Love their colors. We love their energy that they bring to this country, and I know how happy I am here to become an American citizen. And also,
you are an American citizen.
Yes.
And when did you become an American citizen?
I know, like 7 years ago, and this is a funny story, because I went to Las Vegas.
Is there a funny story there?
Yes, it's a very funny story. I went to Las Vegas.
Will you tell us about that story?
she's going to be telling us right now.
With my
This is pretty much just like at home.
Where's
the dog?
In home, I can... In home, I can bark at you, and here I just...
I feel really safe here.
They're married. Everybody, they're married. For all of those listening to Accent On, these two, Jonathan
years.
And Ilona, are married.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Happily
then, if you say so.
I'm thrilled.
Okay, but yes, then it was a funny situation, because I really, I had a green card, like our wonderful guest who one day will get one, and another wonderful friend who is right now our guest, and
they
she also has a green card. But the fact is that I went to Vegas and my purse got stolen, and I had a choice. Redo my green card or just apply for American citizenship, and I'm so happy I did this, because the beautiful event was just so amazing, and
I'm very proud. Became a citizen of the United States of America.
In a way, that was the reason why I decided to.
My purse was
stolen.
And I didn't really want to get new ID, so I decided to become a citizen.
What the heck?
This show is more about people who are unaccented, people who have a talent and they brought it to this country, people from many, many sides of the businesses. We have actors, we have models, we have doctors, we have normal people who are really changing the world around, and I hope I can bring all of them to our studio and just let them talk and hopefully entertaining us.
All right, and now we go to...
Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo.
Okay. I just love this song. I wrote this song a few years ago.
Beautiful.
And I didn't know, that I will be talking to my friend Mimo Capuano, although his official name, Mimo, is...
Dom Capuano.
Domenico Capuano.
Okay. Domenico came to America few days ago. He will be here staying for hopefully whole life, but first for 2 years. And
unless your purse is stolen, and then you'll be here forever.
Be careful in Vegas; they can do this to you. Yes. Anyway, don't put your purse on the floor.
I'm not going to go through that green card stuff again, man. I'm just going to be a citizen. In fact, that's how we got all our citizens. There's a group of purse snatchers.
My purse was stolen too.
Yours was.
Lucy,
was your purse stolen ever? Bimo, did you ever lose your purse with documents?
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
Okay,
at this point.
Doesn't matter.
No,
but
it doesn't matter.
The most important that we have Mimo Capuano, Dom Capuano here. And Mimo, like I said, straight from Italy, although he will be spending minimum 2 years in America creating his music and hopefully lots of hits like he did in Italy and in England. Mimo, tell me, who did you work with before you start working with
and
me
starts
and
with,
before you came?
Starts with Eiffel something.
I worked with the Eiffel 65. In Italy, and they are Italian. The singer is from New York, but the band is from Italy. I work with the other artists, big artists, Italian artists, and I am collaborating with Jean-Michel Jarre, Kool & the Gang, and many other artists like I don't remember many.
I know.
S Club 7.
Oh, gosh. We need to really go and check you out on Facebook. Check out your website. Mimo, what is your website if people want to know more about you?
It's domcapuano.com.
And okay, and I think what everybody would like to know that Mimo is a really, really charming, very young gentleman. He started music.
Not that young.
He's very young, you know. I don't know. He looks very young to me.
Facial hair.
He looks to me like 30 something. I don't know how old you are, but you are very young. But
Italians look like they're 30. 70-year-old Italians look like they're 30.
I think he brings this air with him. But I think you started in music business very, very early. Yes.
Yes.
How old you were when you really got signed to first record label?
18 years old.
Yes. And he's classical. I mean, go through your background really fast.
Yes. Yeah. Tell us.
What a talented.
Even we
composer.
Europeans, I need to say, we Europeans are crazy about studying. We are never, ever happy with what we achieved. We always think there's something more to learn, and we love our diplomas. I have a few
of
them.
You Europeans can't even hold on to your purses.
And you were there next to me, and you were the one who's supposed to, you know.
I was telling you, they're going to steal it. I told you they were going to steal
it. No. You gave me money, and they stole it when you were watching.
Mimo, let's hear about you. Because you have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Precious 5 minutes.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Yes, tell me.
Yeah. You've got an accent.
Ask me.
Okay, we were talking.
Do you like my accent?
I love your accent.
Yeah, beautiful.
I would love to know about, you have a lot of diplomas. You are obvious classically trained musician, and not only pop and rock and electronica, a composer. You always are working in a music industry, with movie industry. You are writing scores for the movies, and you are here to shake the American world scoring music for the for the films. And just tell us what instrument you are playing, and what diploma you
are. I study double bass, upright bass. We call double bass in Europe, and classic style, French style, and the pianoforte piano.
And grand piano.
Grand piano. After I begin to study by myself within composition and especially composition for movie, and I study also electronic music with a teacher in the conservatory in Milan. He's a very good teacher. But all this studying got many time, because I began when I was 14 in the conservatory. Before I study, like a children with a teacher at home. Five-year-old, and I finished to study just 2 years ago, because it takes a very, very long time.
So you're slow.
Yeah, I'm slow.
No, he's very fast, but I think Mimo is just amazing, amazing artist. And I started working with Mimo 7 months ago. That was another very unusual story in my life. And honestly, my life and Accent Radio, this is like a continuation of unusual stories. And one of the stories was that I got this email, and that email, Mimo wanted to find just representation in America, and he had trouble to just find somebody who wants to represent him, and obviously allowed him to come to America and work legally and make his dream come true. I'm so happy that I can do this in America. And when, and I, obviously Jonathan passed this email to me.
But you got to go. Why? We get 100, 200 emails a week with people going, yes, represent me, because we're in every guide, because you're a singer songwriter and
maybe
I'm a manager.
I didn't ask to be a representative.
No, you asked it to be represented.
Maybe. Asked to meet.
You said meet and listen to my music, and so I do what I always do. I ignore that and I pass it on to my staff. I said, listen to this and tell me if it's any good. And one out of 200 comes back is, this is good. And then I listen to it, and usually I go, you were really good.
Yes.
You were, and Ilona was, wow.
But,
it was
know.
Like John Williams meets, I don't know, just every style, everywhere, nailed right on. And so we said, okay, let's meet this guy and see what he's like.
Yeah, you know, that's not easy to say, because Jonathan mostly, even when I like somebody, he still doesn't want to meet anybody. But this time I felt so
strongly. Especially not somebody with an accent.
With somebody with an accent. He has one in home. This is enough for him. But I begged him, and we met. And we ate some nice pizza. We just personally liked each other. It
was mushroom and pepperoni.
It was very good. Mm. And it was just, conversation was very easygoing. And then we started, you know, talking and meeting two or three times, because Mimo is leaving back to Italy. And then, you know, we just promised him that we'll sponsor him and we'll try to get him back into America. And then we wrote one song together, which was very unusual, because Mimo was there in Spain, I think. Yeah. And I was in America in the studio. And I just wrote this song, and I sent my vocals from my studio, home studio, to Mimo. And Mimo brought me back via MP3 song that I was like, oh my God, sounds so good. We finished the song, and I think we can listen to this.
Yes, is it that
sun
time already?
Yes.
All right, we'll do
sun
it.
Is
here
going
it is.
Down. have already a dance promoter who will be promoting this song to the dance radio stations, and I know we'll be charting. He chose the song with four songs that I showed him. He said, this is the one that I want to promote. Hopefully, he will get us very high on the Billboard charts, and that's my dream for the song, because I think it's very hooky, and we'll see what's happened. Okay, Mimo, leave us with some Italian.
Talk to us with an accent.
Talk to us with an accent.
In Italian or in English?
No, we got the English one.
You speak beautifully in English. We want the Italian.
There's a good community, Italian community,
No, we'll have you here then. Just tell us something. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for...
In Italian.
In Italian, okay. Grazie per avermi invitato qui a LA Talk Radio. E spero di tornare qui presto.
We love you.
Oh,
vi amo tutti. That's what you call it.
Vi amo tutti.
And we will have Mimo OVS because soon back, because we want to see the progress. We want to see how his career is going, because I hope next year he will win Grammy.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear that again.
Just fast. Okay.
All right then, Mimo. Okay, thank you so much. All right. Okay.
Domenico Capuano.
All righty. Okay. Bye.
Oh, my next guest. I couldn't start my accent show without having somebody who is from Poland. Obviously, I am from Poland, but I met Kasia in LA. That's what is the amazing, amazing Kasia. Kasia, beautiful lady. I wish we have cameras. She is just so, so pretty. And I don't know, she will be telling
us. All the ladies over here are hot.
Yeah, but she is
a model.
She is a gorgeous. She's thin. She's
tall. She's gorgeous.
She's got an amazing face. And she's everything.
Stop it.
No, we cannot, honey.
Hello, everyone. How are you, darling?
Okay. Kasiu, can you explain us how did you come to America? Why did you come here? And tell us a little bit about your Polish journey to L.A.
First of all, I would like to say thank you for inviting me here to the studio, to the radio. It's a really big pleasure for me to be here. I came to America first time in 2004, a long time ago, and I really fell in love with in Los Angeles. And then I went back to Poland. I work in the media. I worked for a few years for MTV Group Company as a TV host. And then I also started to work as an actress, played in a TV show and a few films and independent projects. And actually, I again decided to come to Los Angeles 2 years ago. So I came to Los Angeles, study acting with Mr. Howard Fine, and in the same time, I started to do my little documentary TV show about Polish people in Los Angeles. So actually, I'm here for the last 2 years, running for castings, for commercials, for theatrical. Played one small role last year for Ricky and Raviar Between Jobs. It's a project by Matthew Paulson, and actually everything is on a good way, so I'm very happy to be here. And it's not easy to be a Polish lady in America, in Los Angeles, but I'm very happy. It's a challenge for me to be here.
Why is it not easy?
I was going to ask that.
I would think that nothing is difficult for you.
You know, I experienced a lot of things in my life, but I think it's very hard to get a representation in Los Angeles. Even if you are really big in your country, I think it's really hard to have a manager, agent, and someone who's believing you. And first of all, you don't have so many castings, theatrical castings, for Europeans, girl. I think that's not, you know, easy. That's why. It's the reason. Mm.
But, again, you are from Poland. I am from Poland, and obviously we never give up. And I know when I met you, you are a very, very special girl. You know, you have something, we call this it. And you cannot learn this, you cannot buy this, you have it. And I know that a few months from now, you'll be back in our Accent On show, because I think you have lots of to say about beauty, about fashion, because you make a lot of interviews with amazing, amazing people. I think the last of person that you interview in Poland, Paris Hilton.
It was Paris Hilton, last interview in Los Angeles, it was Sharon Stone.
Well, Sharon, look at you. Then we really
name dropper.
Yeah.
Who is that, LA?
Sharon Stone.
Yes.
Sharon Stone.
And obviously, you know, we can spend time to...
And Paris Hilton.
Yeah, asking.
You're having a hard time here. I feel so sorry for you, Kasia.
Yeah.
No, but
and actually, I just had a casting for a TV show with Michelle Geller. It's called Winger.
Oh, my God.
Winger?
Oh.
Yes.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Yes. And again, any agent who would like to...
Ilona, you're an agent.
I know I'm a talent agent, but and I'm doing everything what I can to just make Kasia to be a star because she deserves to be one. And but of course we have a lot of wonderful, more powerful talent agent in LA or in America. And please, when they can contact you, where? What is your the best email? Or what is your the best website? Do
go
you
to
want...
VoxUSA.net at Vox VoxUSA.net. You will see Ilona Europa. She is second from the right currently and the hottest woman in the gang of managers and agents there. Click on Ilona. You can get her bio and a link to Ilona, and you can say, I want Kasia.
Absolutely.
I want Kasia, and Ilona will set you up with Kasia.
Yes.
God forbid you put her phone number out there. My God, they do. Oh, well, this isn't
no,
TV.
No, I wouldn't ask
what her. A beautiful woman.
She's beautiful. She's
Lucy,
ambitious.
You're not saying much either, but speaking of beautiful women.
I'm just listening.
About you.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
I mean, when you were saying, Kasia, about it being difficult actually to be represented in Los Angeles, I've never been in the entertainment industry. It was more radio. But I know coming here, even for a British-speaking person, it's a challenge.
That's what you
it
are.
It is. It
it's
is.
A challenge.
Because, you know, I
yes.
think all...
Yes.
I think million people from all around the world, from China, Japan, Italy, Great Britain and Paris and Poland, they all would love to live in Los Angeles and
yes.
pursue an acting career or TV or music. That's why, you know, I think, like, every day, like, when I had a chance to talk to some other actors or musicians, they said, oh, my gosh, it's, like, so hard to get a good representation here because every day, like, for example, you said, Ilonka, that every day you are able to receive, like, around 200 emails from all artists. From
but they're
all
not good.
The
but you know what?
You're
90,
good.
99%
they're
of those
not so good.
Are people from America. And you know what every one of those
yeah.
says? It's so hard to get representation. It's so hard to get an acting
right,
job.
Right.
It's not because you have an accent.
You don't think so?
No, in fact,
really?
If
no.
you looked at the crime dramas that are and there look,
yeah.
there's a big deal on Eastern Europe right now.
Yes.
And on Europe. On
mm-hmm.
on
yes.
England, Ireland, France, Spain, Germany, and on Eastern Europe, Russia. So anybody who's Slavic can play any of the Eastern European bad vixens and bad terrorist
no,
guys. Because they're all
true.
Bad, right? And so there aren't good Eastern Europe. The Russians never good. The
well,
Russians always bad.
Ilona's
right?
looking
if
at you.
If you will
not...
see my eyes, bad.
I've learned not to look in her eyes.
I know.
There's fire in those
not
eyes.
At all, but not like that. I
no, but that, I'm just talking about the industry. Right now, if you look at a movie, there are casting parts
yeah.
that
yeah.
are maybe 5%. In the business for an accented party that is non-Hispanic, okay?
It's true. I
yes.
agree.
Yes.
And so there are
yes.
fewer out of every 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
That she's got a better chance at the
5% well, if
because
you look
she's
at
not
it,
fighting so
right,
many
if
people.
If you look at it like
you know?
That, but you know, you're also up against prejudice, right? I mean, there's a certain amount of prejudice out there.
If you could view this
belief,
room, you would not think
well,
that there was any reason to be prejudiced about any of these
well,
women.
Well, no, a belief that maybe somebody who's not from the United States is not as good or as talented, and you have to work harder at it.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's a prejudice. I as a non-accented manager.
you
here,
have an accent.
No,
right?
you guys have
you
an accent.
You have one accent here.
No, you
have
an accent.
No, you have an accent.
I have an accent.
No, but I have the prejudice that Europeans are smarter, more diligent, and harder working than your average American
we
is.
We agree with that.
They have a higher level of education per capita when they make it out here. Now, it's unfair
yes.
because we're talking about the Europeans who have made it out here, so
right.
they've figured out how to fight something
yeah.
and come
it's
over
just
here.
It's much harder.
And they're
yes.
in the, not, and,
yes.
and they're in the industry and they're
mm-hmm.
trying to do
yeah.
something, so they're the,
mm-hmm.
like the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
But Mimo Capuano, who is just here,
yeah.
my God, what an education!
Yeah,
I mean, and his work shows for it. Eiffel 65.
Yes. Huge.
You're going to be singing it all the way home.
We'll have to use that. We'll have to get that. I don't know why we don't get the track.
Also, I just want to say that, you know,
listen to that contralto she has.
Really?
Kasia also is a singer, and I was hoping that she will be singing Sun Is Going Down, but for whatever reason,
she's coming back.
Yeah, she went to Poland and we couldn't record this one, but now I have a hit and we will be writing another hit for her and probably more romantic.
I love music. I study music. I play piano. I'm actually a pianist. I love music. I would love to one day to record something. But life is a challenge, and still I'm very happy to be here. I can always go back to Warsaw, to Poland, and to do things that I was doing for years. But right now I'm here, and I'm very happy. I'm enjoying every day being in Los Angeles, running for castings, working, taking classes, acting classes, trying to learn all those accents to speak English.
Do an
French.
English accent. Come on. Okay. Come on.
This is very lovely.
That's very lovely.
Bad, not bad.
Or it can be French. Hello, my name is Cassia and I'm from France.
There you go.
Like it. Or it can be Italian.
Yes.
Why you are here? Everything is very difficult for me, you know. It's not easy.
Mimo's laughing.
It sounds like Mimo.
And yes.
Mimo, you want to go out tonight with Kasia?
Kasia
finally found you an Italian girl.
Very exotic too. She has very exotic face and just beautiful lady.
Mimo. You're Italian. You understand the fine beauty. How do you describe her?
You have to come to the mic. There you go.
Wow.
He's speechless.
Wow.
This is my description.
Mimo's single. He's single and he's speechless.
No, she's
incredible.
She's super high cheekbones.
Because I'm here and we are meeting here now. Because it's true. She have some movement. No, the face and when
she has talk, a spark. She has
she's
it.
She's talking. She
She lights up a room.
Sex appeal.
Like Lucy and Alona.
Sex appeal. That's like all of it.
I suck light. I take it away.
But again, Kasia, I saw so many beautiful pictures of you. You, of course, you are also a model. And can you tell us more about your modeling?
Yes, I started modeling in actually 99, which is like 13 years ago. I started modeling in Paris. I left Poland.
When she was 7.
No, I was 19 actually. I started really late. I started modeling with Metropolitan Agency in Paris, and then I lived 1 year in Paris, 1 year in London. I started to work then with Next Model Agency, and I was traveling all around the world. I spent like 1 year in Mexico City. I live in Asia. I live in New York. I came to Los Angeles, and I was actually traveling all around the world. And then I just decided to go back to Warsaw for university. I studied politics and journalism, and at the same time, I started to work in the media, in TV industry. But right now, being in Los Angeles, I'm trying to take everything, working really hard. So again, I came back to modeling industry. So my agent and my agency, it's Photogenic, company here in Los Angeles. So I'm very happy and proud to be with them. They're really top, really amazing, and still just, you know, running for my casting, so I'm very happy.
And like I said, Kasia Sowińska, she will be our guest and my guest on Accent Show probably every month, because we have a lot to say. How she makes her face so pretty, what she's using.
Oh, we can always talk about fashion.
She's using.
Sure.
And of course, what is the next role that LA casting directors
offer
her?
I would love to.
Her. I love you, Kasia.
Thank you, Kasia.
I love you too. I love you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us, Kasia.
Do widzenia.
Do widzenia. Dziękuję.
All right.
Okay, we have this another segment, and this segment is also very important to me and for all of us who are here. And all of us, we have some wonderful charity that we like to give some help or money or similar stuff or just being helpful. My charity of choice is childhelp.org. This is the organization who fights abuse children, neglected children in America. And this is a very, very serious, of course, topic, although our first first show, 1 hour show between 5 till 6, is devoted to this topic. And but right now, I also would love to bring a little bit optimistic side of childhelp.org and talk also with Lisa Evans a little bit later, because we have a lot of things to say what good is happening in this organization. But right
now, don't give up hope. Think of the kids.
It's over.
Never.
We're down by 50.
50?
But we're only 2 minutes left.
Huh?
Oh, Norm.
You're going down. Down.
Oh, that does it. You, you're in.
Finally.
Of abuse is reported every 10 seconds. While you were watching this video, 3 cases of abuse, including sexual and physical, were reported. Visit childhelp.org to learn more. And in the meantime, please send in whatever you can.
Use your voice.
Or text a $10 donation now. Send the word CHLP to the number 20222.
Get in the game. Fight abuse. 5 children die every day.
I really hope a lot of people recognize the great voices behind this commercial. And Jonathan, maybe you tell us who was there.
That was the unlikely marriage of Betty White, Shaquille O'Neal, yeah, and the band Buckcherry.
Amazing.
The tattooed yes. Buckcherry boys. Teaming up with Shaq and Betty White, who is beyond red hot right now.
In age of 90. Yay!
We have hope. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Only something like an organization like Child Help, which looks after the abused and neglected children in society, could gather that kind of diversity and bring it together in one public service announcement. I'm so proud of that group.
Jonathan, can you again repeat the helpline number and
sure,
where people can donate money if they feel like to do that?
So look, if you want to know about Child Help, and Accent Radio, Accent On, has dedicated ourselves to helping to support Child Help. So commercials that are run here for other parties benefit Child Help. And we have an entire show called Child Help Radio Network, and you can download that on iTunes. You can also get the LA Talk Radio app at the iTunes store and the Android store and listen
there. And
that's
free.
And those are free apps, yeah. But go to iTunes, look up Child Help, mm-hmm, or look up Accent On. Accent On has a screaming sign after it. That's an exclamation point. When Alona first came to America, yeah, she called the exclamation point a screaming sign. So accent space on screaming sign.
I think that's very cute.
If you don't fall in love with Alona Europa over the screaming sign, then over the months that we're together here, you'll hear some other stories.
What can I say? But I make my own language, which I don't know English.
To donate, to find out more about Child Help, go to www.childhelp.org. Mm-hmm. That's www.childhelp.org. To give a $10 one-time text donation, simply send the word CHLP, CHLP, and to the number 20222. So in your subject, put CHLP, and then in the 2, just go 20222 and hit send. You'll get a little thing that comes back to you in a text that says, do you really want to give $10 to a child help organization? And say yes.
And you go, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you'll help tremendously. Mm-hmm. And of course, the national hotline for child abuse is 1-800-4-A-CHILD, 1-800-4-A-CHILD. And whether you suspect that there is child abuse going on, I mean, don't ignore bruises on a child that repeatedly appear. And don't ignore even a family member that you think might be doing something. Get some help. Mm-hmm. And Child Help has 24/7 Canada, United States, Guam, the Virgin Islands. We cover North America well, and go ahead and call that. There are MFTs, Master Family Therapists, and PhDs on the line. They are trained to help you get through child abuse issues, and there's no more nobler thing that you could do then to give a small donation, go to the website, learn a little bit about child abuse and the signs, and make a difference personally today.
Kasia, we are coming back to Kasia Savinska because Poland is known that we care about lots of wonderful issues, and of course child abuse children in Poland exist also. I know that I'm sure you are part of many concerts that you interview people who do who give money, give their time, and you are probably touring with artists who also give their time, to sing or just perform for. The causes like that. And we just finished a big show with Michael Bolton, with John Cicada, and we had Kathy Lee Gifford, who was donating her a good amount of money for her book writing. How do you think European countries, especially Eastern European, we are talking right now, like Poland, do you think that we care more or we care equally or less about children's issue?
I think in Poland we care really a lot. We spend a lot of money invest a lot of money for hospitals. We have a lot of charity concerts during the whole year that those people there, I think, really saviors, angels. Mm-hmm. And we have really I think every month in Poland we have a fashion show or we have a concert or we have something really incredible, beautiful that we are trying to perform for free always, and just collect the money for hospitals, for kids, for kids that they have a problem with, so many healthy problems. I think Poland, this is an incredible country. We really try to help each other, which is, I think, beautiful.
Yeah, and again, Poland is one of the nicest I think politically right now, and economically we are doing okay in Europe, but
Poland is the only one country in Europe that we didn't hit to the recession. Yeah. So actually we are doing really well.
We are doing really, really well. But again, I know that we have one big show once a year in the winter that people are just taking money on the street, just people walking on the street, and they have these little boxes in their hands and say, okay, this is the day that whole Poland puts money in these boxes for the children children who need help. And whole Poland is involved. You have in Krakow, in Warsaw, in Poznań, and any town, the same people at the same time, they are going on the street and just with these big boxes say, this is the day to really help children. I know you know a little bit more about it. Yes.
This name, actually this gentleman, it's Jurek Owsiak and Orkiestra Świątecznej Pomocy. And actually this beautiful event is already in Poland for the last 20 years, which is, I think, just amazing, incredible. All our best artists in Poland, they perform for free. And it's true, people are standing during the winter time on the street with those little boxes and just trying to collect the money. This is
it's
beautiful.
It's cold in Poland. Oh. It's very cold.
Especially,
and can you imagine?
Especially now.
Minus 25 Celsius, which is minus 25. 0 degrees.
And can you imagine that make one day in a whole year that is devoted to everybody on the street to raise money for children causes, and then we have one organization who just gives this money to need it, and there's no question about
We'll have to get somebody from maybe a Polish child help organization, an equivalent.
There isn't one, but we're talking to people at Dolina Charlotte right now, and that may be happening.
All right. Yeah. So now we're going to hear from Michael Douglas. We have a message from Michael Douglas.
Yay. I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7 that your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
And that's Michael Douglas. Oh, my goodness. How amazing. And, you know, we have to just fly through this show. This is Accent On. You will be noticing several accents, and that's the whole idea.
Yes. Yes. We are involving and inviting people.
Yes, you do.
With accent and without. Also, I have on my left side, of course, Jonathan Todd, and he's born in Beverly Hills. That his accent is obviously better from here. We have Lucy, who is originally from England.
Yes.
We have Kasia Sawinska, who is originally from Poland, but lives right now also in L.A. And we have Dom Capuano from Italy. And what is your hometown?
It's Turin.
Turin. Oh, beautiful.
So beautiful.
And then we have Ilona Europa.
From Poland. But more than 20 years in America. And this is an Accent On, which is my dream show, which is right now happening.
And here we have another segment for you. And Jonathan Todd is about to get ready because this is our Accent On Gadgets segment. And Jonathan is definitely our gadget person. What do you have for us this week?
My garage or my home is full of boxes. Every day Amazon.com delivers something. And you know
God,
what?
I love Amazon.com.
He uses everything, which drives me crazy. But then he's like bored. Like, I don't want this dress. No, it's not about dress. It's about pen. It's about phone. It's about just everything. It's crazy.
Couldn't get a better intro than that, could you?
No, Jonathan. No. So, what's the hot button issue this week?
So I feel like I should do my LA accent all the way through.
You do.
Okay, what, like totally,
your Valley
like
accent?
Totally. Like totally.
Yeah.
I was
totally
like,
cool.
So excited to like be here. Like, oh my God.
Okay, honey.
Like, oh yes. My God. Yes.
What is a number 100 purchase this week from Amazon.com?
Well, I didn't get this from Amazon. I'm actually going to pitch a retailer. An American retailer.
Really?
Can you do that?
Yes. It's Brookstone.
Oh, I love Brookstone.
You gotta like Brookstone.
Yes, all the gadgets.
Brookstone's got some cool stuff.
Yes, it does.
So I'm walking through Brookstone, and I go in, and I see Brookstone's little box that looks like an iPhone 4 case. And it's projecting a 60-inch video on the wall across the way. And I went,
really?
No, can't
really?
Do that. So I slip my iPhone in. If you were here, you'd see me slipping the iPhone
in.
Okay,
we've just seen that.
Twice the size of an iPhone, yes?
Yeah.
Then you just turn it on.
Oh, that's what you have right there. That's what you have right
there? Yeah, I have it.
That you have
I brought it with us. So then you turn the little thing on.
Yeah.
And then you go to like your photos.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to go to.
So it's like it's a projector.
On the wall.
Vehicle.
You're lying on your couch and you see.
We've got a white wall over here.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So I'm going to go to the photo library.
But
okay?
Unfortunately, no one can see this. But
no,
it
they
is
can.
Amazing.
This is radio. This is radio of the mind.
Of the mind.
Yes. So we go over to a photo album. Okay.
Yeah.
And you pick. Let's take photo streams or whatever here.
Yeah.
And
he's on his Apple right now, iPhone.
There we go. We're on the Apple.
Okay.
And
shooting to the wall.
Yes.
We take a picture.
Yeah.
And we go start slideshow.
And we look to the wall and we don't
turn off the
see
lights.
Anything. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
See it?
Okay.
Nice shoe on the wall.
Where's the lights?
No lights.
Yeah,
no.
I'll do it on Lucy here.
Okay. Okay. But we get the idea.
But, I mean,
projector.
You can run
exactly.
a PowerPoint.
Amazing. Yes.
PowerPoint presentation.
And it's
you
a
can
tiny
run.
Device.
The thing's I'm in my hand. It's whole. It,
you can watch even TV videos
you
when you sleep
on
your couch.
Wow. Look at that.
I want orange Porsche.
That's beautiful.
That's Alona's Porsche.
No, I wish. Mine is in a purple color.
There's Michael Bolton at Child Help.
Michael Bolton.
There we go. You're sitting there on an iPhone, and you're running a projection. It's 60 inches wide on a far wall. And in a dark room, it's crystal clear. It's like watching TV.
Yeah.
And it'll play movies.
Huh.
Or it'll do PowerPoint presentations.
And it's such a small device.
And it's teeny. It's a little LED.
Okay. How much?
$1 million.
$1 million. Yeah. How much?
No. It's $140.
Really?
It's an LED. There's a little LED.
Wow.
And it doubles. It has a charging switch. So it doubles as an iPhone charger. So it has to have the battery in it anyway, but they were smart enough to say, if you don't want to project at the moment, but you're out of juice, which 9 times out of 10 is your problem.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm out of juice.
Right.
So I don't have to have another charger with me. I'm just charging the iPhone right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better than this.
That's amazing.
Brookstone, I love you.
All right. We love Brookstone.
And we love
Jonathan. And we love our guest.
Mimo. And we have one more song that I hope we can listen to it. And this is his
new
score.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Very good. Very good. Okay, Mimo. This
All
is
right,
China
Mimo.
Power.
Okay.
Okay, let's listen to
Party
the song.
Party at Kasha's house after the show.
What we are playing? This is your composition. Tell us fast.
Yeah, this is was a part of a movie, The Sleeping Warrior. When I was composing the score for this movie, I composed also this part, but I didn't put inside the movie. Off and made a single.
Wonderful.
For me. It's a dance single. And
has Chinese flavor. I like it. It's also accented without words.
This is a reason because I didn't put in the movie, because the movie is a Indian and Australian aborigines culture. Then it was a little bit out of the feeling.
But hopefully now people will be dancing or just drinking a little bit of wine.
This is a great tune.
Okay, I hope everybody will tune in next Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. and we'll listen
on.
To Accent On,
and
the only one accented show on the radio.
Just all the fine tunes. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. And don't forget that for radio beyond comprehension, you're listening to Accent On.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thanks, Kasha.
Thank you, Kasha. Thank you.
Domenico
Capuano. Thank you.
Grazie.
are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.